can one be fully human without experiencing tragedy? The only tragedy there is in the world is ignorance, and all evil comes from there. The only tragedy there is in the world is unwakefulness and unawareness, and from there comes fear, and from fear comes everything else. But death is not a tragedy at all. Dying is wonderful, but it's only horrible to people who have never understood life. It's only when you're afraid of life that you fear death. It's only dead people who fear death. But people who are alive have no fear of death. And one of your American authors has put it so well. The test of your awakening, I don't remember what word he uses exactly, is the depth of your belief in injustice and tragedy. What is the end of the world for a caterpillar is a butterfly for the master. Death is resurrection. But we're not talking about something that will happen, but is happening right now. If you would die to the past, if you would die to every minute, the person who is fully alive is the person who is full of death. We're always dying to things. We're always shedding everything in order to be fully alive and to be resurrected at every moment. Now, the mystics, the saints, and others, their great effort is to wake people up. If we don't wake them up, my dears, we're always going to have these other minor ills of hunger and war and violence, etc., because of the great ill, the great evil of sleeping people, ignorant people. We're always coming up with new schemes, aren't we? There's a great debate going on in India about Mother Teresa's work, because lots of people are saying, what's she doing? She's running an ambulance service for people who are being crushed by an unjust society. You know, imagine a huge factory and people are getting crushed there. So they're taking these broken bodies and throwing them out the window, and Mother Teresa comes along with her sisters, picks up the body, puts them in an ambulance and takes them away. We mustn't do that. We've got to change the whole system. Is that right? Yeah. Well, wait a minute. I think she's doing a great work because, all right, at least there's somebody to pick up the broken bodies. And they say, rightly perhaps, it's precisely the owners of the factories who are giving her the money to keep the lawn clean. Pick them up. Something there, something, but I wouldn't exclude her work at all. But what exactly do you plan to do now? Take over the factory, huh? Yeah. You know what's wrong with the factory? It's being run by wolves. Are you going to substitute it with another set of wolves? You think changing the system and putting wolves in charge is going to change it? In Mexico, there was a Jesuit who became the treasurer of the province. He says he wrote a note to Arupe once to ask him about the relative value of communism, socialism, and capitalism. And Father Arupe gave him a lovely reply. He said, a system is about as good or as bad as the people who use it. You know, people with golden hearts would make capitalism work beautifully. They say, look, I don't want to crush you out of the market. I'll make a little space for you so you can run your little business too, or whatever. But if that doesn't change, if people haven't woken up, meaning they have not become sensitive to reality, then we have tragedy. That's the origin and the root of tragedy. Now, changing. I said to you yesterday, we're talking about people who are always wanting others to change so that they will be happy, remember? And I was saying, don't ask the world to change. You change first. Then you will get a good enough look at the world so that you will be able to change whatever you think ought to be changed. First, take the plank out of your own eye. But if you don't take it out of your eye, you have lost the right to change anyone or anything. Till you are aware of yourself, you have no right attempting to interfere with anyone else or with the world. Now, the danger of attempting to change others and to change things, if you yourself are not aware, is that you may be changing things for your own convenience, your own pride, your own dogmatic convictions and beliefs, or just to relieve your negative feelings. I happen to have negative feelings, so you'd better change so that I'll feel good. First, cope with your negative feelings. So that when you move out to change others, you're coming from love. You're not coming from hate. You're not coming from negativity. You're coming from love. And strange as it may seem, people can be very hard on others and very loving. The surgeon can be so hard on the patient and so loving. Love can be very hard indeed.